This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hoping all of you are doing amazing today and your week is off to a beautiful start. Happy Thanksgiving week. I hope you all eat very, very good this week and spend some amazing quality time with your families. If you are listening right now, take a screenshot of where you are tuning in from. I'm always so invested, I guess, in how you guys are listening to the show, where you're listening to the show. So take a screenshot, tag me, whether it's in your car, you're at your desk, maybe you're taking a walk right now, or you're at work. Wherever you are in the world, I truly appreciate you so much for listening. For those of you that are new to the podcast and you just discovered us, welcome, boo. I don't know how you found our little corner of the podcast world, but I'm glad you did, and even more glad that you are here today. Y'all, friendly reminder, season 5, this season is coming to an end soon. We only have 3 episodes left of this season, boo. Yes, I know. The countdown to the finale is on. As I mentioned before, the podcast goes on a brief hiatus in December, and then we come back in the new year with the new episodes. So just taking a break for a few months, we're coming back, but this is your heads up that the season is coming to an end, just the season, not the show. It's always bittersweet because this is something that I look forward to every week. Like, I feel like we're all sitting in a room having a kiki and just connecting with each other, even though we've never met. But I miss having this connection when we go on break every year. But that downtime does allow me to press the reset button and come back in the new year with more to say. That is me taking care of myself. Me taking care of my mind, listening to my body. And I encourage you to do the same, boo. It's cool to take breaks. Don't let anybody fool you. Life, your career, the things you are passionate about are marathons, not races. There is no rush to the finish line. There is no rush to the next step in life. I am a strong advocate for going at your own pace, because that is how you stay in the race. That is how you get the energy to keep going and keep pushing at whatever it is you're working towards. Y'all, I can't tell you how many times brands, big brands, people in the podcast industry have told me, ooh, you cannot take breaks. You shouldn't put your show on any type of break. You have to keep producing. You have to keep putting out new episodes. Your listeners will go away. And I'm like, well, I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm gonna just have to take that risk, because what good would I be to all of you if I did not honor myself, honor my process, and take care of myself? So take care of you, boo, and do what you need to do for you and do what is best for you. Okay, so I am not a nature girl, okay? I don't like being outside that much, especially if the weather is weird. I don't do camping. You won't find me in anyone's forest looking at the trees. That's not me. The closest I want to be to nature is sitting on the sand at the beach. That's my type of nature. But in my neighborhood, the last few weeks have been the most beautiful aesthetically in this entire year. The leaves on the trees are stunning. in these perfect shades of yellow and orange and red. And when the sun starts to go down and it's golden hour outside, everything looks like it could be a postcard. One thing I love about this season is how the leaves on the trees change color. There is this huge maple tree at the end of my block, and I always pass it when I go on my walks in the afternoon. I took a picture of it a few weeks ago. I sent it to my dad, and I said, "Look at this tree. It is literally the perfect fall tree, and I am not a nature girl." Any other time of the year, it just looks like a regular tree. You don't pay too much attention to it. It's something that you just pass by. But for 3 weeks out of the year, it blooms into the most beautiful tree I have ever seen. And for the last 3 weeks, when I go on my walk, I always take a minute and just admire how beautiful this tree is. The other day, I'm walking and I get to the end of my block and I look up, and every single leaf that was once on that tree is now laying in the grass, covering the street. And it was huge and full of life just a few weeks ago. And now it's bare, empty, and well, it looks a little raggedy. And so I took a pic and I kept on walking. And I started thinking how that tree is very reminiscent of our lives. How sometimes, maybe a good amount of time, our lives go by unnoticed by others. It's quiet. We don't get too much attention. No one is really checking for us like that. And we're just living. And then there are times when we are empty and bare and we don't really have it all together and life feels raggedy. But then there is this moment where at the right time, we bloom. At the right time, our lives unfold in such a way where people have to just stop and admire it, where things work out so perfectly and things go so well and everything comes together. And it is so beautiful to see, to live, to experience. We are in full bloom. But it is only at that exact time, right? It doesn't happen forever. It will come and it will go. And it's important to remember that just like that tree that only blooms at this exact time of the year, our lives will bloom at the exact time that they are meant to bloom. Trees and flowers do not bloom all year round, sis. And neither will we. We are not meant to be in full bloom every day, all day, every year. That sometimes our lives will feel like it's all together. Sometimes it will feel like we are existing and just here and nothing is happening. And sometimes it will feel like we are just bare with nothing to give. But the bloom will always come, sis. That there will always, always be a season in our lives to look forward to. A season worth watching. A season worth waiting for. If you're in a spot right now where it feels a little raggedy, empty, lost, bare, know that you have to be a little bare for something to grow. You have to be a little empty, not have so much for something to bloom. And if you're like, "Ash, I'm good. I'm in a good season. I don't want this good feeling to end. I'm nervous. I'm scared." Sis, it always comes back. Just like we always know the leaves change in the fall, just like we know the flowers bloom in the spring, you have to always know that you will always produce new things, new seasons, new glory, new life, new experiences too. Like that is a fact, sis. And I think that is something that we forget all the time, or at least I do. That something good is always on its way to me. good things, good people, good relationships, good seasons, good news is always on the way to you, sis. Always, meaning at all times, at any rate, in any event, every single time. Something good is always coming. So we have to remind ourselves that in the meantime, between time, we have to be patient. Whatever cycle you're in right now, whatever season, it takes patience. Sometimes I think we get a little ahead of ourselves because when you're working towards a dream or working to reach a personal goal of yours or change your life or just keep growing and challenging yourself, we get caught up in what's to come. Our minds aren't really present, right? Like, if I'm trying to get in the best shape of my life, and that is a goal that I've been working at for a long time, I'm looking for progress when I look at my body. I'm looking for change. I'm looking to see what my body is going to look like in the future, not how it looks right now. If I'm trying to move or change jobs and that's my goal, then I'm thinking about what life is going to be like when I move, right? What job I'm going to have, how much money I'm going to make, what my new apartment is going to look like, who my friends are going to be, etc., etc., etc. And because our minds get so caught up in what's to come, when we come back to life, back to reality, it feels hard. This is not the season we're trying to be in. This is not the body we're trying to be in, the job we're trying to be in, the house we're trying to be in. You understand what I'm saying? So it gets harder and harder to keep pushing and striving for that place you want to get to because the place that you're at, well, it's not giving. And I can't tell you how many times I have been here, ready for what's next because I'm feeling bare, feeling like I have nothing to give, not in bloom. But you have to take these days one day at a time, sis. Whatever cycle you're in right now, whatever season, patience. Take these days one day at a time. When I was a kid, I used to ask my mom, "Ma, what are we doing tomorrow?" And she'd always answer me, "I don't know. Tomorrow hasn't gotten here yet." And girl, I used to be mad when she said it, but she's right. Tomorrow is not here yet. You can only focus on today. The decisions that you make today, the things that you do today, the things that you think about today, the things that you say today. But know for a fact that what you want is coming. The bloom will always come. The good is always on the way. At any rate, in any event, and every single time. This is a place that I am choosing to stay mentally, remembering that something good is always on its way to me. That it is not a belief that I have to have, but it is a fact. And that anytime I feel anxious or worried or frustrated or tired from pushing and going so hard for the things that I want, that I will, in fact, get there. That every ugly season I find myself in, there will be a good season to counteract it. But you have to have patience, sis. And that is something that I struggle with to this very day. I want it now. I want things to change now. I want to feel great now. I want the house now. I want the job now. I want the blessing now. You know what I'm saying? I can pray until I am blue in the face and ask God over and over and over again for the same thing, but it will happen when He wants it to happen. And since God doesn't send tracking numbers on His blessings, it is something I have to wait for. I have to have patience. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life right now, sis. All of us need to learn how to be a little more patient. Patience is waiting for something without getting angry or anxious or upset. Patience is a heart posture, sis. It is the attitude of your heart. You can push as hard as you want towards your dreams, towards the things that you want to accomplish, goals that you've set out for yourself. But if you do not have the patience to withstand that empty season, that barren season, that raggedy season, when you're just kind of out here existing and no one is stopping to check for you, if you are not patient with yourself, patient with the process, you're only making it harder for yourself to get there. What is your heart posture looking like, sis? I'm not even gonna hold you. Some days I'm like, okay, I got this. I can do this. God, I trust your timing. But then some days I struggle, and some days I don't have it. And I'm ready to give up what I'm working towards. And I'm like, God, when? God, when? God, when? Because I'm human. But I have to always choose to remember that whatever I want, whatever I dream of is coming. That the things that I pray about have already been signed, sealed, and it's on its way to me. Sis, whatever it is or whatever this means for you, it's coming. It's on the way. The things that you pray for, the things that you dream of have already been signed, sealed, and they are on the way to you. But you have to be patient to receive it. Be patient at your job, patient at school, patient with your kids, patient with your partners, be patient with the seasons that you're in, patient with yourself. Before I recorded today's episode and was writing out my notes, I stopped and I cried a little bit because the past 2 years for me have felt bare. I'm working hard and I'm making progress, and you guys have seen the progress we've made, but the last 2 years have felt bare, a little raggedy. And you guys know, and we've had many discussions about it, I am learning how to have patience and have a good heart posture while I wait. But I believe there is something massive on its way for me. Something good, good news is coming. And just like in the past when things came together so beautifully for me, I know it'll happen again soon. But just like I believe that for me, and I know everything that I dream of, everything that I want, everything that I pray about, I will one day see, I believe that for you too, sis. Good news is coming for you. Something massive, a blessing so big, your hands won't be able to hold it, is on the way for you too. That no matter what season you are in, that you will always bloom at any rate, in any event, and every single time. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.